You're with SBS Radio.
L-Uffiċċju Awstraljan tat-Taxxi jrid li l-pubbliku joqgħod attent minn persuni li qegħdin jużaw metodi sofistikati biex jingannaw lill-persuna biex jieħdu flus minn għandha. L-Uffiċċju jgħid li l-kriminali qegħdin ċemplu persuni billi jużaw teknoloġija sofistikata biex joħolqu numru telefoniku li jidher legali għal persuna biex bekk jostru l-identità vera tagħhom. Fix-xahar ta' Novembru li għadda biżbiż dawn serqu iktar minn $800,000. Fix-xahar ta' Novembru li għadda biżbiż dawn serqu iktar minn $800,000. Matul it-telefonata li jagħmlu l-persuna taru numru Awstraljan telefoniku imbagħad tisma' messaġġ irrekordjat u ġġenerat minn kompjuter. Dan huwa l-messaġġ li jinstema'.
Department is investigating you and your family. We have tried to notify you regarding this issue, but we have never got any response from you. So it has been considered as an intentional fraud and a lawsuit has been filed under your name. In order to get more information, you can call our department number on 280-909-306. I repeat, it's 280-909-306. Thank you.
L-assistent kummissarju tat-taxxi Kath Anderson tajt li l-Uffiċċju Awstraljan tat-taxxi ma jħallix in-numri tiegħu tat-telefon li jidru fuq it-telefon tal-persuni u li jekk l-impjegati tal-Uffiċċju iċemplu lill-persuna dawn ma jeddux b'arrest immedjatament.
It's important to remember that a legitimate caller from the ATO will never threaten you with arrest, will never demand immediate payment, especially through unusual means like Bitcoin or prepaid cards. We won't refuse to allow you to speak with a trusted advisor or your regular tax agent. And importantly, our phone number does not project on caller ID. So if you receive a call with a call number projecting onto your ID, you can be pretty confident that it's not from the ATO.
Anderson tajt ukoll li l-anzjani Awstraljani huma partikolarment vulnerabli għal din il-kriminalità.
The elderly, people who are living on their own, and what we've seen recently is, for example, one elderly person who over the course of about 5 months paid $230,000 to the scammers. Now what they do is they threaten these people and then they panic, and that's when they end up paying the money.
Il-professur tas-sigurtà online fl-Università ta' Sunshine Coast, Dave Lacey, jgħid li l-kriminali li qegħdin jagħmlu dawn it-telefonati jkunu jittamaw li l-vittmi tagħhom jirrispondu il-messaġġ minħabba l-biża tal-prosekuzzjoni.
Well, what they're trying to do is elicit an emotional response of you where you're reacting without thinking. That's absolutely in a scammer's toolkit. That's what they want to happen. And they do that by scaring you. And if whether it's an arrest or a big bill or you know, you got to have your telephone line cut off or your energy cut off, whatever it might be, that's what they're going for.
Lacey għajt li wieħed għandu jirreżisti milli jagħmel deċiżjonijiet maġla li hija tattika komuni li jużaw il-kriminali.
Don't feel pressured into responding to a contact that someone initiates with you, even if they represent themselves as big business or big government. In absolute concrete terms, the tax office and Centrelink and Medicare don't ring you and demand payment over the phone. It's a process in government that is a bureaucracy and takes time, and there's multiple other long-winded ways they engage. So have a healthy sense of scepticism, do your own research, and be proactive in making your own inquiries and make your own phone call and engagement that way.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.